day is it?
What am I gonna do, make a big announcement?
Yeah.
Big announcement, everybody.
It's Wednesday.
Up and at 'em.
Everybody works on Wednesday.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
These are idiots.
Not exactly the best and brightest.
These people are not rocket scientists.
Okay, I get it. The gloves are off.
These are just ordinary, boring people.
All right.
You seem like a lunatic.
Let's do this.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and I would love to hear from you at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Those are our websites for both stations. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you trust the local media to not follow a narrative and bring you accurate and researched information free of political bias? It's interesting because I remember they had the all the newscasters across the country, and they put it into that video that they were all saying the same thing. Well, there was a PSA for getting the Fauci ouchie, and guess what? The exact same thing. They're saying the exact same thing. Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City: should the CCP be banned from owning any property in the U.S.? Remember, any company out of China is a part of the CCP. Just keep that in mind. 99% of those participating in the poll, well, they like the idea of Texas. No CCP, no Chinese-owned corporations here in this country. They already own a huge swath of land right next to a military base in Texas. And that's just the start of it. So a quick text here from Kelly Townsend. We need more Kelly Townsends in this country. Senator Kelly Townsend from Arizona. I keep hearing that we senators in Arizona are heroes for doing the audit. I just want to emphasize that we are only instruments of the public, and we responded to their loud demands. None of this would be happening without the pressure from you all. So I want to encourage those in other states to lift your voice and demand daily that your state perform a forensic audit of your election. Not just an audit, a forensic audit. Demand your rights are restored. Demand indoctrination of your children and cultural Marxism end. Demand medical freedom and privacy. You have the power. You are the heroes. It's action, and it's what we all need to do. He is a man of action. He was on a different path until a horrific motorcycle accident literally ripped him apart, and he was put back together a different man. Joining me right now is my very special guest, Scott McKay. Scott, thank you for being on the program today.
Wow, it's truly my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on. I'm looking forward to getting a chance to know you a little bit better. So how are you?
I am doing fabulous. It's a beautiful day. Every day that we get to wake up and take another breath and take another step in the fight, that's good for me. You might also know Scott McKay as the Patriot Street Fighter. Scott, what put you on this journey to start using your voice?
Probably a series of events that had taken place over the June announcement that Trump made that he was going to run for the presidency. Prior to that, I was working in elected politics for about 16 years, walked away when I realized that the machine's corrupt, half the people in it are criminals. And then I just kind of went radio silent, and then Trump made his announcement, and I was blown away by what I heard in 5 minutes and predicted right there that he would be the Republican nominee, and he would also would be a landslide president. So then once that happened, and I rescinded again to a degree because of the insanity on social media, the left, the TDS syndrome people, all that stuff, I just didn't want anywhere in my energy field. But then when I watched what happened over, you know, the 4 years of this military operation, which a de facto military presidency was what Trump's presidency was and is. And then they deployed their the next two weapons, and that was BLM and Antifa. And I watched this insanity and destruction go by unabated by the political class. And I one day blew a gasket, January 2020, and I said, that's it. I'm going to start a radio show. I call it Created the Tipping Point, went on Revolution Radio with it. And it just became a full-throttle truth hammer on every scumbag politician, central banker, big tech CEO, royal families, the Vatican, the religious order, everybody that's supposed to worked to unleash human potential, but do everything to bring us the opposite. And so when that started, I left nobody out of my scope of criticism or attack, including the Bush family in Texas, where I live. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what put the whole thing in motion.
Yeah, I've been following the Bush family for ever since Grandpa. You know, when Grandpa helped get Planned Parenthood started, it just, it shows what the family is really about. And that's hard for people to swallow, isn't that? That, you know, we look at trusted or people that we voted for, people that we felt connected to or trusted, but you really don't know what is behind that facade. And when that truth comes out, it's hard to reconcile that.
It is, and it's for all people. I mean, you know, they've always done a very good sell job on how wonderful these people are, like George H.W. Bush, you know, this genial president, very nice guy, and he wasn't that. He was the leader of the Fourth Reich. He was the extension of the Nazis in Germany who won the war by infiltration, give up that battlefield, but, you know, take home base, which was mm-hmm. the United States. And they brought all these Nazis over, all the intellectual components of Nazi Germany over here in Operation Paperclip, and they infiltrated all factions of government and the industrial base of this country, and they began their takeover of the mainland here. So it's difficult for people to get their heads around that this is what America has become, and I've said numerous times there's three corners of their triangle in taking over the world to this point. And you've got the Vatican is their spiritual arm. You have London, their financial arm, and Washington, D.C. is their military arm to accomplish their ends. And they've unleashed untold destruction on humanity through their military arm of Washington, D.C., utilizing our soldiers in ways that are horrific mm-hmm. and leaving them with what they've left them. And now I'm talking to special operators around the country, their career Navy SEALs and people who I've learned are damaged souls because they realized that they were low paid, high trained door kickers for the international banking class. And so that's who these people really are outside of the what they inflict upon humanity in terms of every industry that we now have. It's a grotesque viewpoint of the satanic order, but it's nothing near what the reality of it is behind the scenes and what they've done that's going to be exposed here in the relatively near future to the entire world.
Well, from what I keep hearing from listeners is that we're tired of the exposure, you know, let's just get it over with. And every day, it seems like, Scott, more and more people are being exposed as, you know, just the evil that they are. I mean, look at Klamath Falls, Oregon, or in Klamath, Oregon. They just shut off water for 2021 to all of the farmers through irrigation. You know, if that isn't evil to cut our food supply, to cut water to the farmers. But again, we wouldn't know that if we still weren't going through what we're going through right now.
Absolutely. In fact, people who want this thing over with right now to get back to life, to what they consider normal, getting back to normal would be a huge tragedy, not just in American society, but the entire world. We can't work to get back towards things being normal because normal is the same status quo where we, the people, and the citizens of the planet have completely ignored the realities of what they've afflicted upon us we are psychologically built beings where we can absorb, we can acquiesce to, and we can deal with the traumas that have been unleashed on us. That's the power of human psychology to protect ourselves. They've used that weapon against us. They just keep putting upon us what they want in terms of wiping us out, and we continue to allow them to do it because we can deal with difficult times and situations, and we get used to it. We simply adapt. But if America and the world does not see clearly what these people are, what they've done, what their plans are to do to humanity, we've lost. They can rush in right now and take down the cabal. They can destroy it, raise it to the ground. Unfortunately, if there's no great awakening, there's no victory. Humanity's purpose in all of this is the ascension leap into a fourth density existence. People know it in Revelations of the Bible. It's the golden age. We're at the dawn of that new era. But that only comes about when there is a consciousness rise among humanity. Those whose consciousness doesn't rise to a level where they can transcend this third density existence into a fourth density, they could not survive it. And you can tie this back to Revelations, the rapture, which they make everything look scary and bad. It truly is not. But the rapture is basically the removal of those who can't transition to that new existence. And, if we learned in some of the movies we've seen, if they disappear, whatever, they're not gone. They just are recycled again into another third density experience until they continue to grow and consciously ascend and continue to learn so they could survive a transition from third to fourth. That's how I see and view it. So we can't leave any souls behind if possible. I know it's not going to be doable. It's not part of the play of the ascension of human beings in this spiritual beings in this human realm. Not everybody's going to make it. So my goal, my objective is to awaken and enlighten as many people to this reality, tied to biblical scripture in a way that they're unhitched from the dogma of narrow parameters so they can see a bigger existence. They can see how truly powerful our Creator truly is, understand that, and what's in store for us is to get them to that wake-up period where they now can start to understand and internally take on at the cellular level these realities of beauty that await all of humanity, including them. If they can't get to that point, then they will be one of those ones that don't get to at this time, in this time frame, that there is such a thing to enjoy the world of that creation that we all deserve. So I'm going to continue this war to attack, to continue to educate people, expose this to them, wake them up to try to save as many of these souls for this transition as humanly possible.
And I hope we get more because there are still so many people that I hear from. I try to explain that there's no Democrat Party, there's no Independent, no Republican, it's just government. And it is an eye-opening experience of what we've been going through right now. Thank you for your journey. And I know you had to go through an extremely excruciating set of circumstances to get to this point, but it really is an eye-opener. And I am so proud to tell you, Scott, that people wait until the last minute to buy tickets for anything in this town. And your event here on Saturday sold out last week. So people want to hear from you. They want to understand what's on the next level for us. And I just can't wait to see you on Saturday. How can people follow you? I know it's hard to do on YouTube, but how can people follow you to open their minds even further?
Because we are taken down on YouTube channels consistently, I'm on my 15th or 16th channel. You can find me there on YouTube while it's up. Patriot Street Fighter, which is one word. Street Fighter is a single word. Patriot Street Fighter 15. What we do when I do live streams there is we do pull them down and we upload them to Rumble. We upload them to BitChute and Brighteon. And I tell people the easiest way to find all of those is just go to scottmckay.us. ScottMckay.us is where they can find everything that has to do with any of my work. If they'd like to donate to this tour that we have going around the country, they can donate there, support us in any way. That's pretty much how they'll connect with me. And when these channels go down, say, oh my goodness, where is that channel? It's gone. All they got to do is go to ScottMckay.us, find the YouTube icon, click it on, and that's to the channel that's now working. And that's how we continue to outfox the enemy of big tech. And funny thing is here we are, you know, well over a year later.
Exactly.
We're still on their platforms. Yeah. Stay on their platforms. I taunt them every day.
Where there's a will.
Take me down.
Yeah. Where there's a will, there's a way. All right. Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, thank you so much for joining me today. And I will see you on Saturday, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Be safe. All right.
This is not headline news. Facebook was denied the right to use another brick in the wall part two for promotional materials. So they went with the slightly more appropriate. Raiders of the Lost Ark is celebrating its 40th anniversary. It featured people with melting faces way before Real Housewives made it cool. One of the creators of Baywatch was legally blind. Not sure if he was born blind or just lost his vision by rewinding Pam Anderson running in slow motion on the beach. And the FDA wants Johnson & Johnson to discard 60 million vaccines. So where do you stick 60 million needles? I know, said Courtney Love. This is not headline news.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley, in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Want to get a hold of me, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. On those websites, you can also answer today's poll question. And while you're there, head on up into the schedule, hit weekdays, hit my picture, go on into my page, and pretty much 90% of everything that I bring to you is right there on that page. Just click the links. Just go through everything. These are the things that I find important for you to know. There are even some things on there that I'm not able to get to. You know, I've been trying to get to this story from Las Vegas about the Democrat who masqueraded as a Republican. And it just, you know, it's disgusting how people just lie to each other and deceive each other. Just to get in on the other side and, you know, listen to people talk. And it's just, turn things around. It really is disgusting. So she's a loser every way you look at it. Stand for what you believe in. And do it honestly. But it just goes to show infiltration is in everything. Even the political parties. So, until you fully know someone, you might want to watch what you say. Just a thought. Just some of the other news stories I wasn't able to bring to you today. Feinstein accepts Lifetime Achievement Award from Bush Scion's CCP-backed group. Yeah, Dianne Feinstein. You know, that woman that had the Chinese spy driver pretty much her entire career. If it weren't so just horrible and laughable at the same time, we'd all be crying.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000 watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910 KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It is a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday here in Northern Nevada, and I hope you get a chance to enjoy part of it. All right, I've been telling you that we've got a texting contest going on. It's the 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk Recall Contest, 884-9910. That's the text number to text your correct answer to. You've got 90 seconds to do it, and you can't have won in the last 30 days. Awesome prize up for grabs right now that talk about a nice treat for you. How about a $25 tab to Mangia Tutto? You can have a great meal and then head on over to the Bank Saloon with another $25 tab. And cheers to you for standing up and doing what's right, whatever that may be. All right. You got 90 seconds. Here we go. Here's the question. During Craig Swope's morning news, he told you about a summer kickoff concert and barbecue. During Craig Swope's morning news, where is this event taking place? The summer kickoff concert and barbecue. Don't text and drive. You got 90 seconds at 884-9910. Good luck to you. Today's poll question, if you head on over to the websites, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you trust the local media to not follow a narrative and bring you accurate and researched information free of political bias? That's today's question. Yesterday's question, should the CCP be banned from owning any property in the U.S.? Buying up U.S. companies, buying farmland, which they are doing. If you as an American went to some other countries, you would not be allowed to buy property. You would not be allowed to buy a home. And you would not be allowed to buy a business. You can do business, but you couldn't own the business there. 99% of those participating in the poll said, yeah, they should be banned. Everybody should be banned. Don't want the government of Iran coming on and buying up property. We have to protect ourselves if we are going to protect this country. This is what it's all about. And we have to protect each other. Just like this horrific story about the scam that was pulled on this gentleman. Total amount, if you want to see the story, you can go to Colouate News Now. It was done by Ed Pierce. $150,000 lost to this scam. He was trying to protect his mother. He was trying to protect his family's savings, but instead got scammed out of everything. Take a look at it for yourself. It just shows how easy, how trusting we are as people. Somebody says they're trying to help you, they're trying to protect you, and so you give them information they should not have. Never, ever. Phone call, email, text. Do not ever give out personal information. Your bank account, your routing numbers, your passwords, your social security number. Hell, don't even give out your birthday or your address. Don't do it. Guard these things as sacred, because this world is filled with criminals. And as Scott McKay was leading up to in our interview in the last half hour, you know, you try to save as many people as you can, but there will always be evil in this world. There will always be bad people, because that's the way they want to be. They don't want to live by society's rules. I do want to, I don't see this in the story, but I do want to contact Ed Pierce and see if there's some way that we can donate money to this family, because this is, you know, these people shouldn't be suffering because of a mistake, because of somebody else's criminality. Let's just see if we can help them any way we can. Looking through at a few other things, there's something else that you need to take note of when it comes to, let's switch over to the Fauci ouchie here real quickly. As you may have heard in the national news, the first case of postmortem study in a patient vaccinated against SARS-CoV-2 is coming out. Here are just a couple of the highlights. I mean, this really is horrible news for people who have been vaccinated with the mRNA vaccines. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what type. A patient with a single dose of vaccine against SARS-CoV-2 developed relevant serum. It looks like titer levels, but died 2 weeks later. By postmortem molecular mapping, we found viral RNA in nearly every organ examined. However, we did not observe any characteristic morphological features of COVID-19. Immunogenicity might be elicited, while sterile immunity was not established. You can see this study at sciencedirect.com. And then it goes on to, this is from the woman who is actually having just devastating, young woman who is having devastating reaction. I feel sorry for every single one of you who are brainwashed by propaganda. God bless you all. Well, that's the thing with propaganda. You have to decide. Am I the one bringing you propaganda? Or am I the one bringing you the truth? You have to do your research. You can't rely on them. You can't rely on me. I can lead you in the right direction, but you have to rely on yourself. World exclusive today, Project Veritas introduces you to Ivory Hecker, who I introduced you in the first hour of the show. She's the one who blew the whistle on her own news network, where she is now unemployed. Yep, they fired her. She was a television reporter who decided to get a backbone. She's got a great story to tell. She claims to have witnessed corruption and censorship firsthand. Best of all, she got it on tape. Yeah. There are those who've had enough, who live like they're dying. There are going to be hundreds more of them, thousands who exhibit a special form of moral courage. Follow their conscience and record what happens. Do it with a hidden camera. Do it with your cell phone. We have to share it for the world to see. Be brave. Do something. This has always been one of my favorite sayings. If not us, who? If not now, when? Is it going to be too late? Climate lockdown. We've had a lockdown with a plandemic, a fake pandemic, terrorized the world into fear. People died alone without family. Children were terrorized, emotionally scarred by, well, basically telling them they're going to kill their grandparents if they hug them. Are we going to see this again? Yeah, we are. Because there is a radical overhaul of corporate governance, finance, policy, with no apology, and energy systems, and it is going to be in the form of a climate crisis. Because the pandemic and the climate crisis are interconnected. So what do they do in a climate crisis? Well, they shut down everything for you, not them. What are these shutdowns? Well, the shortcomings, You will be driving less. They will take control of how much you actually drive. They will take control of how you cool your home, how much energy you are allowed to use in your home. Governments will limit private vehicle use, ban consumption of red meat, and impose extreme energy-saving measures. Fossil fuel companies, they might even have to stop drilling. All to avoid a scenario that we are creating this catastrophic event of the world. Climate change will supposedly exacerbate the social and economic problems highlighted by the pandemic. These include governments' diminishing capacity to address public health crisis, the private sector's limited ability to withstand sustained economic disruption, and pervasive social inequality. Again, we're back to inequality. Inequality. Because I've worked my butt off since I was 14 years old. I worked in my family's business. I did inventory. I stocked shelves. But because I have literally had a job every day of my life since I was 14, doing things that other people don't want to do. Yeah, scraping floors. Don't get me started. But it's inequity because I own a home with my husband. Because somebody else doesn't. So the government will come in and punish me and literally take what I have and give it to others. You see investment firms buying up homes, literally entire subdivisions. Why do they want to do that? Because they want the world, they want the middle class, you and me, renting. Yeah, renting. We'll get more into BlackRock tomorrow. Because you know what? A lot of people don't know the name BlackRock. But you might know a few of the other names that they go by. Big congratulations going to David. That's not one of the names they go by the way. It's just David. David in Gardnerville knew the correct answer to our question. And that is, actually, let me get back to my question. Where is the event going to be taking place for the summer kickoff concert and barbecue? Actually, I don't know where. That wasn't put down for me. Smith Valley, Buckboard Station, Smith Valley, Buckboard Station. That's where it's going to be held. Congratulations, David, for paying more attention than I do. Picked yourself up a $25 tab to Mongitudo and a $25 tab to Bank Saloon. Hey, big congratulations always to people who win on the station. And tomorrow, Recall Thursday, you got a chance to win $100.
And here we are on the seventh hole, Austin Daly on the green. And here comes Luke Smith from behind. He jumped on Daly's back and started punching him. Huge left to the chin. It's a knockdown. Another big right hand with the putter. Daly never saw it coming. He's trying to tap out. Smith wants to close the show. Boom! It's all over. The PGA MMA. Golf wasn't a full contact sport until now.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And just a quick reminder, Recall Thursday, it's the cash recall. And you know how I love taking money out of Jerry's pocket. So, got three chances for you to win tomorrow. With Craig Swope, with myself, and with Jay Biggs later on in the day. $100 cash. That is a sweet, sweet deal. So if you thought that, Trump was such a bully, sat down with all those other government leaders and said, you're going to pay your bills, you're not going to ride on the coattails of the United States taxpayer anymore, and you're not going to blame this country for everything and drain us dry. Remember how the media went crazy over that? Oh my gosh, he's such a bully, and he's making it horrible for everybody, and we're going to be in world wars, and yeah. How many wars were started by Trump? Yeah, none. How many wars are we on the verge of getting into now? Yeah, take a look around you. But it's a different story, though, when, you know, Obama was out there doing the apology tour. Now Biden is out there doing the, oh, we'll pay for it tour. So here's what the Biden regime, what we can expect now from the G7 summit. Physical, digital, and health infrastructure investment. That's passports, basically, by the way, people being chipped. Continued fiscal support to a balanced global recovery. That means you, the taxpayer, is going to be footing that bill. $650 billion in economic support to lower income countries from this country, from the United States taxpayer, you. Global minimum corporate tax rate of at least 15%. You have to see it to believe it, folks. Just like Scott McKay was saying from earlier in the show, you should be happy that we are still in this stage of revealing to you our very own little revelation of how evil people are. Again, I address you to go to my webpage, 991fmtalk.com. Just click on schedule, click on Monica. See the stories, especially the one about the water grab in Oregon. And then wait for that to happen in other states. Why do you think Sisolak and the Democrats passed that bill for the domestic water, for the domestic wells here in Nevada? Yeah. You're going to be limited. Control the water, control the food, control the money, control the people. Control the education system, and you prepare them for communism. It's the Monica Jay Show. Love you. We will get through this together, and we will be strong in doing it. Have a great day.